Oh my goodness. Hello, everyone. I am so excited on the show today. I have with me a dear friend, a beautiful healer, talented writer. This woman, I met her at an event here locally in California, and we have just continued to sort of stay in touch over the years, and it's just so beautiful. Right now, we're celebrating one of her new best-selling books, and she has another one coming out on audio, and I don't know what else is going on, but welcome, healer and sort of energy expert, Donna LaVar. Hi, Donna.
Hey, thank you, Erica. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so you're in, how do you say that? Tunkhannock?
So I live in Northeast Pennsylvania, and the town is called Tunkhannock. It's an Indian name. So the native, the folks that live here, it just rolls off their tongue, but for everyone else, it's a bit choppy.
Yeah, I always have to sort of spell check it because it's got a couple extra letters in it, but it sounds really pretty too. One of the things that I remember so, like, it's just like so clear. When I asked you, like, I said to you, my kids like McDonald's. And remember, we were sitting outside of an event, we're attending an event. And you said, well, and because you're just so positive, and you said, well, have them start with a piece of tomato. Do you remember that conversation? And what did you mean by, like, have them start with a piece of tomato?
You know, the whole idea is, you know, if you slowly bring things in that are a little better, and you slowly get the things that are not so great, pretty soon you have a whole way of eating, and it wasn't hard. So it's just crowding out the bad stuff, but bringing up, and you know, get the body used to having something healthy, and then it does end up wanting it. So that was a good start.
I always remembered that because it gave me that sense of, you know, like you want to take it all on. You want to lose 57 pounds. You want to wake up tomorrow. You want to already be healthy. You want to have quit smoking. You want all your swelling to have gone down. You don't want you like we're such a culture of impatience, right? You know, and then we see these things like you can lose 30 pounds in 7 minutes, you know, just by buying this device. So tell me a little bit about your approach because, just as a backstory, everyone, Donna actually had a daughter with cancer and they worked together and the cancer was healed. And was it leukemia? It was like bone cancer.
Yeah, had acute myeloid leukemia, and she was in a medical center for almost a year. And but the her oncologist believed in holistic approaches, so he said, "Let's just work together." And so she was in a cancer study, but we also just did everything holistic that we could in the hospital setting. And you know, here she's. She has a floral shop right next to my health office here, Monzie's Floral Design, and she's 37 years old. And when she was between 12 and 13 years old, they told us 7 times that she would not live to the next day. When she was diagnosed, they said she had about 2 weeks to live. So, you know, this has really changed our lives, but it put me in this arena. Just, you know, for the rest of my life, every breath that I take in this life experience will be about trying to come up with the right things to help people heal faster and have healing thoughts and have healing things available to their body to use as tools so they can heal. So that's
I
what it's
love
all.
it. It's such a beautiful approach. One of the reasons Donna and I got together today, other than the fact that I'm like her biggest fan, I bought her new recipe book, and it's called Eating Frenzy by Donna LaVar. It's got blueberries on the cover and some kind of yummy crumble. I wanted to just talk to you a little bit. The book has just taken off. It's been best-selling since it came out, and it just seems to keep climbing. It's having a really fun time being available for people, and you can get it on Kindle, but I absolutely recommend the paperback because it's just so nice to open those pages, right? And it's a square shape. So favorite Jell-O, berry Jell-O or savory carrot, celery, orange Jell-O, fresh watermelon, cucumber, and mint salad. I mean, every page has something delicious on it. Kind of what inspired you to create this cookbook?
Well, I have a very healthy health coaching practice, and I do emotional healing techniques, and I also do nutritional coaching. And so one thing I wanted to create was a tool and information that people could do it themselves. Like, they don't have to come to someone. They would have, you know, they could get this book, and it's informational, it's educational. And then gives it's, and I work with people with all different eating styles and all different goals. So I wanted people to understand eating styles, like what vegan is, what vegetarian is, and what varied eater is. And to really look at those things for themselves. And people, we call it bio-individual, but people have different genetics. They live in different climates. They have different blood types. They have different stressors. So, you know, it's to say everyone should eat the same diet is really pretty much impossible. And that's why you see so many variations out there of choice and advertisements and things. So my eating frenzy was really designed out of, you know, years of making recipes and helping people transition over to more balanced diet and high nutrition. Like, if you can feel satisfied because you had such high nutritional value with your meal, your body isn't really looking for so much. You're just getting that good balance, high nutrition, superfoods, and whatever your eating style is, you can achieve a balance that is perfect for you. And it really goes a long way to get your inflammation down, get you to be able to step away from some of the illnesses that are just chronic or, you know, stubborn, and really achieve a much better lifestyle, quality of life. So that's what Etsy was like. Have fun. It's like what we do, have fun with our family, with our friends, like everything is around food. So we have to be able to have food that is super healthy, but super delicious at the same time.
And the other thing too that I really appreciate, because I am not a cook, I actually used to like the kitchen when I was younger, is how simple the recipes are. Like, you don't have to have a cordon bleu degree to make these things. Like, seriously. And that's another thing I remember, because Donna and I, again, go way back. I remember you showing me like a smoothie. It was like a green smoothie, if I recall. And I remember thinking, a green smoothie. And this was before green smoothies were really a thing. I mean, now you can get a green smoothie at any Jamba Juice anywhere in the country. But I mean, when you started out with green smoothies, I think you were a green smoothie pioneer.
I think so. It was a long time ago. I remember doing a video with a friend who had a videographer, and we bought things. We made a smoothie. We bought an array of contents, and we made a smoothie with them, and then we made a salad with them, and then we made soup with them. So salad in our soup with all of these ingredients, and it, you know, the variation of what you put in it for spice, you know, or if it had vinegar in it or whatever like that. All of, so like, we just made a very, but used the same ingredients and made those three things. So it was super fun. And I think that's still up on YouTube, actually, that video. But my friend Sibylla and I just kind of, that was our first attempt at making a video. So it was, but on the, way back then.
You know, it's surprising to me that we've gotten this far in the interview and I haven't heard the word alkaline, because you also were extremely helpful at explaining the sort of the concept of not being, you know, just what why it mattered and what it meant and how it kind of is surprising sometimes. Like, I think it was like, if you put lemon in water, it can be alkaline, even though lemon seems like intuitively it would be acidic. So maybe I really think I'd feel very unsatisfied if I had this whole podcast interview and I didn't give you an opportunity to share some of your values and recommendations on alkaline.
Yeah, and I think they were the two things that I started with years ago was to look at eating foods in a way that your body can become more alkaline, and your blood pH is slightly past neutral and is alkaline about between 7.3 and 7.4, and so like to have a diet that supports that is really important, but it can be very confusing. There's just so much information out there and it can be hard to understand. So the way I try to explain it quickly is your stomach acid has to be very acidic to take chunks of food and break it down to a consistency of applesauce in a short period of time. And that's called chyme. And when your chyme is leaving your stomach, if your stomach acid is enough, your body will create bicarbonate to bring it from a high acid level down to a more alkaline level before it starts through your small intestine. So if your stomach acid is not acidic enough to break your food down, then your body will automatically create lactic acid to try to break it down a little further before it goes into your small intestine, which causes a huge array of problems depending on your propensity to have problems. But it can cause GERD, it can cause ulcers and bezoars and SIBO and just irritable bowel syndrome. So like a lot of the simple approaches are to use like lemon, anything that's very acidic in its own natural state will be alkaline forming in the body. So it'll support your stomach acid to break your food down. But as it's leaving your stomach, your body will use bicarbonate to bring it into more alkaline state. So things like lemon and lime and vinegar, apple cider vinegar is a great one. It can give the right temperament in your stomach acid, but also help bring your body to an alkaline state as it goes through your digestive process. So it's, you know, if you think about it, your food has to go into microscopic cells. And so the food has to get broken down that far to have the ability to even get absorbed up into your cells. So it's all these things are really, really important. And then the tomato, I also remembered with your children, like eating something raw, once food is cooked, it's all the enzymes are destroyed. And your body picks up so many signals from enzymes in food. So by eating, even if you're eating a majority of your meal is cooked, if you eat something raw, some things raw, it can help. It's like a traffic cop in there. It really helps your body to know what the other food is and to be able to create digestive enzymes itself to break the rest of the food down. And so I always like people to include something raw with every meal, and just so they have a better chance of breaking their food down, their body, it'll trigger better digestive enzymes to be produced. So those were my like basic in my first book, Simple Natural Healing. And then I brought those parts into my cookbook, just more through like balancing fats, fiber, and protein, keeping your blood sugar from spiking. Like all of that is part of the Eating Frenzy book, is really getting more balance so your body is not up and down and going into fight and flight response just because you're eating so out of balance. So
tell me, Donna, tell me a little bit. Tell me, I know that we want to be really careful. Like, we don't want to say, oh, if you do this, like it's a panacea or it's a magic pill, or, you know, if you just change your diet, you're just going to be like XYZ. But I do think you have some stories of people who've healed from pretty serious cancers. And I know at one point you were talking to me about, what if someone is just given 2 more years to live? Like what that would do to their family. Maybe just talk a little bit about that sort of that healing way, sort of the, and I really feel like with you, it's like a way. It's like not, it's like you don't know what it will do when you start practicing healing behaviors, but right. It does feel like it's something that you have that's a gift of like, tweaking is the wrong word, but do you kind of see what I'm getting at? Like where you're willing to help someone heal a little, or do you know what I'm saying? Like,
Well, the elephant
is one of the things you said in your right. talk about your daughter. Yeah.
Right. In my first book, I said, you know, we knew she had to eat an elephant, but how do you do that? You just, you know, some days you eat a little more than the other days, like you can't do anything. So in my world doing this, I have a lot of people that come to me. They just want to know, you know, more about how to support themselves while they're being treated for anything. It can be for cancer. It can be for arthritis. It can be for diabetes. Like they just want to know what they can do for themselves that's better. And that's just been an awesome thing that the, you know, the public is starting to look at it that, gee, I can do, you know, if I knew better quality foods to eat and maybe what to eat when I don't feel well, just so I'm still getting some nutrition, but I don't feel like eating a full meal, like what has a lot of nutritious quality that isn't so dense. And so people have all different kinds of questions like that. And so it's just been really fun and interesting from my own experience to, you know, offer up things that we did to get through days or weeks when there's no appetite, to still make sure right. there's some health, you know, some super nutrition still going in. So the body has something to use and something to fight the good fight. So, you know, so that's really all woven into everything that I do, because I just want everybody to get well and then stay well. And that's really what got me doing some of the emotional healing techniques and cognitive brain retraining information and things like that, because so many times people will be doing really well and then they get stressed out over something happening, and then all the work they did goes under the bus. So it's really like important to, you know, get rid of, you know, negative pathways or, you know, any thoughts that don't serve you and things like that are also part of the, you know, mind, body, spirit, recovery from anything, really.
Tell me about a time when something that you were part of just like gave you just great joy.
Oh, well, honestly, this work gives me great joy. But as I was doing health coaching stuff, I've been doing for decades. But it all of a sudden dawned on me that I could see people doing miraculous recovery and just being so dedicated to getting themselves in a better, in a different place, in a better place, with how they were eating and hydrating and in exercising. But I would notice that as soon as they had something problematic or troubling in their life, it was very hard for them to maintain those things. So I did start learning about neuroplasticity and epigenetics, which are like newer sciences. Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about these concepts in a lot of his work. And really there's a multitude of people that do now, but really understanding that the body and the brain can have conditioned pathways that of thought and learning and conditioning that just don't serve you. So as soon as there's a fight and flight response. It sends you down some pretty negative roads, even from being able to make choices and maintain good health. So I really started learning as much as I could about balancing emotions and just giving people a bridge between where they are and meditation. Because I, in so many classes, people say, I could never meditate because my mind just starts thinking too many different things. So I've really come up with some emotional healing techniques that are the bridge between the state you're in and being able to meditate and calm your mind that way. So it's been really exciting for me because it has like opened so many possibilities and doors. And so it just makes healing all the more possible for the long run.
We are approaching the end of our interview, and I wanted to maybe just have you sort of scan the interview. And is there anything else that you would like to maybe just give to the audience? And then we should send them a link for one of your free downloads, because I know you have one. And we want to make sure they go get the book, Eating Frenzy, FrienDzy, by Donna LaBarre. And we'll put that in the description. But maybe just kind of like, what else? Is there something that feels like maybe there's one or two more things you might want to share with people to inspire them just to kind of start something today, to just start do one thing today, or to like, you know, like not try to do it all in 1 second if they're healing from something massive, but just maybe just help us shift a little bit more.
Well, I think one thing that is paramount is our body is mostly water and minerals, and the body doesn't make either one of those. So a lot of times people think hydration is just plain water or purified water. And their body really needs the combination of minerals. So even having a water with a slice of lemon in can bring organic minerals into the water. A lot of practitioners use a pinch of Himalayan pink salt because that has 84 minerals in it. You know, staying away from sodium, which is just a one mineral, but it tends to be disruptive if you have too much of it. So it's better to have a harmonious mineral combination, like a sea salt, like Himalayan sea salt or Redmond's pink salt, Celtic salt. Like, they're more harmonious for the body. But it's really, really important that people understand. In my practice, people say, "Oh, I drink a lot, but I pee all day long." Well, your body makes you cast off the water so it can preserve your minerals. So if you improve your mineral intake, then you won't be trotting to the loo so many times, because your body can actually utilize the water. And so said, you know, I drink a lot of water.
Who knew?
Who
knew?
Dehydrated, because your body is desperately hanging on to minerals. So, you know, you need minerals first for your heart to beat and for your lungs to expand and contract, and for, you know, 300 other reasons. And so your poor body will, even if it desperately needs water, it will send it out to preserve your minerals. So if people would just start out with hydration, you know, we water our plants.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What did you say, Donna?
And that's because they're in dirt. I said we water our plants because they're in dirt and they can have a nice array of minerals as they absorb the water. But for people, we need to make sure our water has minerals and that it's a good hydrating water. So people should look for things that say hydration or pH water, or just simply put a pinch of sea salt in their water, just so they have more minerals. So that would be my sending off note. Let's improve our hydration. Let's make better choices. You know, push out soda and bring in lattes. That would be a bit better. We could have matcha lattes, or we could have a nice coffee latte, but that would be better than all the soda that is consumed. So parting shots, right there. Have some fun.
Love it. Thank you so much for your time today. You've been so gracious. You've shared so much. How can people reach you and find out more?
My website is donnalabar.com, and that's DonnaLabar.com. And my books are on the website with links and a lot of other information. So, and there's a free download that you also will find on the homepage. So just visit donnalabar.com, and if you need me, there's a contact number there so you could reach right out.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Erica. It's a pleasure.